Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 34 of the Minor Prophets. We're continuing our study of Nahum, and today's devotion is titled Comparisons and Consequences. Someone once said, "The foundation of our lives will be revealed at the end of our lives. We will have to stand in front of God and answer for the kind of life we built." Our text today is from Nahum chapter 3, verses 8 through 13. Today I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. "Are you any better than the city of Thebes, situated on the Nile River, surrounded by water? She was protected by the river on all sides, walled in by water. Ethiopia and the land of Egypt gave unlimited assistance. The nations of Put and Libya were among her allies. Yet Thebes fell, and her people were led away as captives. Her babies were dashed to death against the stones of the streets. Soldiers threw dice to get Egyptian officers as servants. All their leaders were bound in chains. And you, Nineveh, will also stagger like a drunkard. You will hide for fear of the attacking enemy. All your fortresses will fall. They will be devoured like the ripe figs that fall into the mouths of those who shake the trees. Your troops will be as weak and helpless as women. The gates of your land will be opened wide to the enemy and set on fire and burned." The analogies continue to reveal the judgment about to fall on Nineveh. The first comparison in today's scripture involves the city of Thebes. Stephen Miller and John McKay explain the similarities between Thebes and Nineveh. The city seemed invincible, yet Nahum proclaimed that Nineveh's fall was certain. Other seemingly impregnable cities had fallen, and Nineveh would be no different. Nahum singled out the once great city of Thebes, the magnificent capital city of Upper Egypt, as an example. The Hebrew rendered Thebes is No Amon, meaning literally, city of Amon. Amon was the sun god, chief of the Egyptian gods at the time. It was named Thebes by the Greeks, who knew it also as Diospolis, which means heavenly city. Thebes is mentioned four other times in the Old Testament. You can find it in Jeremiah 46, 25, and also Ezekiel chapter 30, verses 14 through 16. Ancient Thebes was located about 450 miles south of present-day Cairo. Like Nineveh, Thebes was situated on a river, the Nile, and surrounded by water, an excellent defensive posture. Thebes had everything in its favor, yet in 663 BC, it fell before the forces of the Assyrian king. The Assyrian soldiers were merciless. Helpless infants were slaughtered. You can see Hosea 13:16 at the most conspicuous places at the head of every street. They gambled for the prized slaves, the Theban nobles, and put in chains the city's great men. The citizens were then marched off into exile. Such atrocities. Could there be any doubt that Nineveh must be destroyed? If mighty Thebes could fall in such dramatic fashion, no hope remained for Nineveh. Thebes was powerful like Nineveh, and yet Thebes had not oppressed the people of God. Thebes typifies those who live for this life, abounding in wealth, ease, and power, forgetful of God. Nineveh is more the image of the world oppressing God's people. If Thebes, which did not actively oppose God's cause, fell, what shall the end be for those who openly resist Him? The analogies fall more quickly as the scripture continues. Nahum compares Nineveh to a staggering drunkard. Next, he likens the city to ripe figs that fall off the tree when shaken. God will shake the foundations of Nineveh, and they will surely fall. some questions to consider. In what ways do the numerous comparisons strengthen your understanding of the magnitude of destruction coming on Nineveh? In your present spiritual condition, what analogy best describes your walk with the Lord? And finally, when your life is shaken, how solid is your foundation? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.